This program is made possible by the giving of the God-called partners of Renner Ministries.
Hello, friend. I'm Denise Renner, and I've been waiting for you today. Welcome to my program. I have had the most wonderful guest on my program for the last few days. And if you haven't seen those programs, go to the archives because you're going to receive something very special from the Lord. Because this is a woman who has experienced the power of God in very amazing ways, defying death several times. So you don't want to miss that, because in this world, there's so much death around us. You can watch it on television. You can watch it on the internet. You can hear it on your phone. We're surrounded by death. But I want to tell you, friend, the life of God on the inside of you is greater than any death that is speaking and screaming at us in this world. And you need to watch this program because you need to be encouraged. The Bible says that as we draw closer to the day of Jesus coming, that we should encourage one another daily. So I'm so thankful you're with me today and that you're going to hear some more amazing testimonies from my friend, Heather Z. She's an unstoppable woman. And I want to also offer to you my book, Unstoppable, because you might be right this moment pressing through fear, offense, or negative opinions from somebody else. Have you ever been stopped by somebody else's negative opinion? I have. And it's not God's will, because we need to recognize the power that's in us is greater than those negative opinions that are surrounding us. That's the power of God in you. Oh, I'm so excited about this program today. If you need prayer, please let us know. We're here to pray for you. You can write us by email or you can call us. And there's somebody there waiting to minister to you. And thank you so much for your comments and your responses. They mean so much to me. And God is moving through these programs, and I love to hear about it as you communicate with me. Well, I want you to stay with me because I'm going to be right back, and you're going to hear more and more and be encouraged more and more by the power of God that's on the inside of you. You know, Jesus said that the gifts and callings He's put inside of us, that they are without repentance. What He's put inside of you, the dreams He's put inside of you, He's not repenting from. He put those inside of you. And we need to recognize His power to fulfill those amazing dreams and plans that are inside of us by the Holy Spirit. So I want to encourage you today. So stay with me, and I'm going to be right back.
It's time for big miracles and changes in your life. Join Denise Renner and dive into the study of God's Word, which has great power to strengthen faith, inspire change, heal physically and spiritually, and most importantly, help you learn about the power of Christ Jesus living in you. It's time with Denise Renner.
Well, I'm so glad that you are with me today, because I told you I have an amazing guest, and it's Heather Z. Heather, thank you so much for being with me today on these programs.
Thank you for having me. We've been having such a good time.
Absolutely.
Getting into the Word and
Absolutely.
The power of God that's just been present even here.
That's right.
While Heather, we've been meeting.
I know. He's here right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's so wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so wonderful.
It is.
And I want to tell you a little bit about Heather. She and her husband, Joseph, they have an amazing ministry. You can find them at Joseph Z. www.thecouple.com, and I want to encourage you to go there because this couple is amazing. Mm-hmm. I mean, he moves in a prophetic place, telling, you know, speaking to people, talking about the times that we're in. Mm-hmm. It is so encouraging. And Heather moves in the gifts of healing, and she's a teacher and a powerful woman of God. So mm-hmm. I just have to talk about them because they're so amazing. So I want you to go there, josephz.com. Now, Heather,
yes.
We've had some amazing times together.
We have been having some great conversations.
That's right. And you have death-defying. You know, those people who go out on their motorcycles and they cross mountains and stuff like mm-hmm. that.
Well, extreme sports.
Oh, yes, extreme sports. They think they're death-defying. Mm. Well, you have a death-defying testimony.
Yes.
And so I want to just kind of give you a review. Mm. So to begin with, Heather, when she was 12 years old, mm. she broke her neck. Yes, she broke her neck. She broke C1, which people mm-hmm. Die or are paralyzed. Christopher
Reeves,
who
yes,
was the old Superman, that's what happened to him. Mm-hmm. He's gone now, but he had to have a tube to breathe. Mm-hmm. I mean, he couldn't move anything. Mm-hmm. Oh, dear Jesus, thank you that you healed Heather. But what happened to Heather was she died because she couldn't get any breath to her body. And she went to heaven. And she spoke with Jesus, and he told her some amazing things. And then she came back. And when she came back, the doctors were looking at her. And he said, I see that you broke your neck, mm-hmm. but it's been fused. And all you need is just this little soft pillow on your neck, and you're going to be fine. So she's already defied the death in that way. And then she was carrying her first baby, a little girl, mm-hmm. and she was 6 months pregnant, mm-hmm. and the baby
stopped kicking for 3 days. She completely stopped moving. And so we went in, and they just sent me home. And Joseph prayed. He said, I know I need to pray. And he laid hands on my stomach and just said, I command life with his words. He just spoke life to our daughter in the womb. And the next morning, I got up and she started kicking and moving around. And yeah. She was raised to life in the womb.
She was. And mm-hmm. the doctor called you the next day mm-hmm. and said, I'm sorry to tell you this.
Yes.
But your baby is dead.
Yes. By your test results on the x-ray ultrasound, that your baby is dead. And if you need grieving counseling, we will provide that for you. And I said, no, it's too late. She's kicking and moving and everything is okay.
Oh, praise God. See, that's the power of God that's mm-hmm. on the inside of you.
That's right.
Because the Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 11, that the very resurrection power
yes.
of God that raised Jesus mm-hmm. from the dead, that very power lives inside of you. Mm-hmm. If you're a believer, that very power lives on the inside of you.
Right.
Well, then, Heather, you had another thing happen to you
yes.
when you were 32 years old.
Yes.
And you came down with kidney failure.
That's right. Yes, I ended up with double kidney failure, which then put me on to dialysis, which is a machine that keeps you alive. You only live by the machine. It's like a part-time job to stay alive, that you have to go to the clinic every other day. And it doesn't matter if it's a holiday or no holiday, it doesn't matter. You have to be there no matter what. And so that kept me alive until it was impossible for me to get a kidney transplant because mm-hmm. that's what I needed. Mm-hmm. And they just said, it's impossible. She'll be in this chair until this dialysis chair takes her life. And so we began to pray and believe God. And I was frustrated, and I just said, I know all the scriptures, Lord. What is the problem here? I know the word of God.
Mm.
And he said, first of all, you're doing it through mental ascent, through a mental assent, a knowing, but not fully persuaded in my heart. Mm. And out of frustration, I just said, Lord, you're going to help me.
Heather, that's a word to somebody. Sorry to interrupt you.
It's wonderful.
But it's about being fully persuaded. Mm-hmm. It's not about knowing the scriptures. Will you say that again?
Yeah. So I was taking in all the scriptures by the hours, whether I was listening to it on audio or whether I was reading the word, because I would mostly listen to it because I was just too exhausted. And so the Lord just came to me and said, I was frustrated. I was tired of hearing healing tapes, and I was tired of listening to the scriptures because it was becoming tormenting to me. It was like torment hearing it and not seeing any change. And I said, what is it? Lord, help me. And he said, you're doing it by mental assent, by you have a knowing, but you haven't fully persuaded your heart. To be fully persuaded that I was seeing myself completely healed regardless of my natural circumstances.
That's powerful. And Heather, I do want to say that we need to put the Word of God in our eyes, in our ears, in our mouth all the time.
Yes.
Because it is the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
She's not saying that.
Yes.
But it has to go from here down to here as a revelation, and you're fully persuaded, as she said, that this is true no matter what.
Yes.
Now, that's called faith.
Yes.
That's called faith.
Yes.
And that, and so Heather, of course, now we see you are sitting here beautiful.
Yes.
You feel good. You're restored.
Do.
You're wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But but would you take us through, because you had another little bit of a journey.
I did.
Of coming out of all that medicine, coming out of dialysis, the strain that all of that can put on a marriage and on your life and on your emotions.
Yes.
So would you bring us up to that point where you were out walking with God?
Yes, absolutely. So once you get transplant, you take a lot of medication and it doesn't make you yourself. You change quite a bit. But you come out of that where you do detox and you start to come back to yourself, and that's where I was, starting to feel good again and all of that. And I was out walking one day, and I was you know, wanting to go out and walk and pray, and Joseph was joining me, and I just said, you know, I just need a minute. I need to be with the Lord for a moment, because we were doing so much ministry during being sick and everything that I was starting to get a little frustrated, where I was like, I need some help here, Lord. And as I was going, because we went through kind of a transition, a difficult time after with just some things in the community, because revival was happening so much that the enemy just did not want us there and created some drama there, but it all got worked out. But in the middle of it, you don't see that it's getting worked out. And so I was on this walk, and honestly, Denise, it's embarrassing. I was murmuring and complaining. I mean, I'm walking and I'm literally talking out loud, muttering about this, and I'm frustrated about this, and I can't believe this, and I was just murmuring. The Bible says something about murmuring and complaining.
Yeah, it's
And so
it says do all things without murmuring. Verse 14, do all things without murmuring and complaining.
Without. I was needing to get
I've been there too, with the whiff.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I am just muttering to myself, and all of a sudden, I felt the Lord. He was present. And all of a sudden, it was supernatural, Denise. All of a sudden, I started hearing my own words. And I started hearing my own, because, you know, people were not saying very nice things about us being there doing revival. And then all of a sudden, my own words, literally, almost audibly, like a tape player or recording being played back to me, I started hearing my own words of things that I have said about and what I was doing. And it, Denise, it started quiet, and then it got louder and louder, and my own words started coming back at me. And the Lord said, Heather. And I literally got so loud. I was like, okay, Lord, I get it. I get it. I get it. Stop. Because I could hear my own words coming back at me. And the Lord said to me, Heather, just as these people have done wrong towards you, you yourself have done the same thing. You've been guilty of the same thing. And I was so full of conviction and just, Lord, forgive me. Mm. I've the very thing that I'm angry about towards these other people, mm-hmm. I myself have done the same thing. And I just said, Lord, forgive me. I repent. Please forgive me. And as I began to repent, this weight lifted off of me. I was like seething anger towards our circumstances. Mm. And I was delivered of that. The moment I repented and from the heart, mm. not just saying it like the mental assent, mm-hmm. but the minute from the heart, you know, I said it from the heart, this thing lifted off of me, Denise. Next thing I know, I was praising God and I was worshiping and I was celebrating. And I came back to Joseph and I said, Joseph, first of all, I'm so sorry. I repented because I'd been frustrated, mm-hmm. and that doesn't help your spouse if you're complaining.
Yeah.
So I repented to him as well. And I just said, everything's going to be okay. And from that moment, things just began to turn in a dramatic, mm. wonderful way, even in our ministry.
You know, forgiveness, mm-hmm. and recognizing that we don't have the right to throw stones at other people, mm-hmm. is so powerful.
Yes.
And in Matthew chapter 7, Jesus mm. talks about that we're not supposed to judge.
Yes.
And he gives a whole amazing teaching on it. He even says that, I mean, there's like a process here in verse, mm-hmm. chapter 7, verse 3. Yeah. And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye? So it's like the first thing that happens is like, we look, we think, we look, we think, we look, we think. Oh, I can't even believe that they did this. How could they do this to me? You know, mm-hmm. it all becomes about me and how bad that other person is. And we're looking and we're thinking. And then the Bible says, but do not consider the plank in your own eye. Well, that's because you don't have time to look at the plank in your own eye because you're so busy looking at the speck in your brother's eye. Mm-hmm. Or how can you say to your brother, this is verse 4, and now we don't just look and think, now we're talking, mm-hmm. now we're saying, now it's involved our mouth, mm-hmm. now we're just talking, we might even be gossiping about that person, mm-hmm. I can't believe, oh, let me tell you, or we disguise it in the auspice of prayer, oh, well, you know, I just want to tell you that so-and-so did me this way, I think we should pray for them. Well, that's called gossiping, yeah. and that's called looking at the speck in your brother's eye and not recognizing the plank that's in your own eye. So Jesus has a lot to say about judgment. And so, Heather, what I want to say is that when I have found myself judging or critical of somebody else, one of my brothers, one of my sisters that God loves so much and that he shed as much blood for them as he shed for me.
That's right.
And then I see what Jesus did on the cross to take away my sin and my guilt and my shame. And then he paid this huge price for me to go to heaven. Mm-hmm. And it's like those religious Pharisees that had stones in their hands ready to stone the woman caught in adultery. Mm-hmm. And then Jesus said, who among you is without sin, throw the first stone. And so for me, when I see what he did for me, mm-hmm. then mm-hmm. I'm like, Lord, I dropped these stones. How can I judge somebody else when you've done so much for me? Mm-hmm. And Heather, that is such a powerful place. That's what you're talking about.
Yes, and just even after that place from the heart, asking the Lord for help. Sometimes you ask the Lord for help with forgiveness, and you're not completely fully persuaded in your heart yet, but the Lord will honor you just with the, you know, just even like how it was with in the situation of unbelief. Lord, I believe, but help me in my unbelief. Mm-hmm. You can say, Lord, I forgive. I want to forgive from the heart. He'll have compassion on you, but help me with forgiveness.
That's right.
And just saying it out of your mouth.
That's right, because it's a beginning of turning.
That's right.
When you say, Lord,
you
know that that person did me wrong. Mm-hmm. You know that I'm struggling. Mm-hmm. You know that I'm hurting.
That's right.
But by your word, I see that I need to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I don't feel like forgiving right now,
mm-hmm.
but I'm saying with my mouth to you, help me forgive. And when we recognize that his word is true, and what we're doing is not the life of God that's coming out of us.
Mm-hmm.
It's that carnal nature that brings death.
That's right.
And we turn from that,
mm-hmm.
even if it's just a little turn. But you turn and you say, Lord, okay, help me forgive. And you say by faith, I forgive this person.
Yes.
You at that moment are starting to open the door to the presence of heaven in your life. And Heather, I see that that's what happened with you.
Absolutely, because I was still, from all the medications, I was still very, you know, struggling at different times. But I can tell you, Denise, from that point of from the heart of forgiveness, I had a significant shift in my body of feeling even better and even more healed and becoming more whole. And it was just, even from that point of forgiveness, I woke up the next morning and I was like, I feel amazing. This big weight had lifted off, not only mentally, but in my heart, but even physically, even physically.
He did not create us to carry unforgiveness and bitterness and resentment.
That's right.
Your very body was not created for that.
That's right.
Our bodies were actually created to experience love from Him, because He is the one who made us. And when we get an unforgiveness or criticism or bitterness, it opens the door to sickness and disease. And scientists even say that today.
That's right.
They have discovered. Mm-hmm. And the Bible said it all along. It said that bitterness dries up the bones in Proverbs. And so our choices to forgive and release other people, oh, friend, it's so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you my short testimony because we're almost out of time. But I was really suffering many years ago, and I didn't even know I was in unforgiveness. I just thought that person needed to change. My hands were painfully cold all the time. My feet were painfully cold all the time. I was having panic attacks. I mean, this is awful. The fear that's over my soul is awful. And you know what it was that set me free? Forgiveness. Mm. Just like you said, Heather. I was able to see my situation from another perspective.
Yes.
And I forgave that person.
Uh-huh.
I went to bed that night.
Yes.
And I completely, just like you said, I completely woke up in a different world. And I was completely free.
Mm-hmm.
Your body was not made for that. Your body was made to give understanding and love and mercy to that person that wounded you. Oh, I want you to stay with us, because we are going to pray for you. And I know that the Holy Spirit is working right now, because you see, He is alive in you. He's working in you. It says in the Bible that we work out our salvation, and the Holy Spirit right now is working in your very being to set you free from any unforgiveness or bitterness that has caused, letting that in, caused disease in your body. So you stay with us, and we're going to pray for you.
Are you tired of getting stopped by the negative voices and opinions that seem to paralyze you along the way? Fear, offense, and negative opinions can have a stifling effect on your life. It's time for you to push them out of the way and become unstoppable. In Denise Renner's five-part series, Unstoppable, she opens up and shares how she overcame profound negativity in her own mind so she could do what God wanted her to do with her life. As only Denise can do, she talks about the lies the devil spoke to her mind and emotions and what she had to do to uproot, silence, and become absolutely free from those lies. In this empowering series, Denise reveals how to identify the mental lies that are trying to emotionally control you, how to shut your ears to voices of negativity that have dominated you too long, how to embrace freedom and really begin to step forward to be the free person Jesus Christ wants you to be. This five-part series is available in digital or physical formats, starting at just $11. We are also offering you the series, It's Not Over Till It's Over, where Denise Renner and Heather Z recount some of the death-defying miracles in Heather's life to show you the truth that there is absolutely no fear in death, the way that God's power can manifest in your life, the power of walking in faith. This encouraging five-part series is available in digital and physical formats starting at just $11. Additionally, you can order Denise's 208-page book, Unstoppable. This powerful, life-changing book is available for $20. Don't miss this special offer. Order the bundle of the Unstoppable series, It's Not Over Till It's Over, with Heather Z, and the book Unstoppable by Denise Renner today. Call the number on the screen now or go to renner.org to order. Call or go online now.
Father, I thank you that your presence is right there with my friend. Lord, no matter what happened to them, the abuse, the neglect, the shame, the betrayal, Lord, you became all of that on the cross. You paid the horrible price for us to be free. And Lord, we thank you that by those wounds, that you took all of that, and it has no right to stay in our body or in our mind or in our soul. And right now, Father, by an act of our will, right now, dear friend, just say it with your mouth. I forgive. I release. I let go this person. Maybe you need to say, God, help me. Help me, Lord. I'm convicted in my heart of the truth right now that I need to forgive. And by my will right now, Lord, I agree that your word says this, and I'm asking you, help me.
If you've never received Jesus as your Savior and Lord, now is the time for you to experience a new life Jesus has to give you. Pray this prayer with me right now. Lord, I repent of my sin and receive you as my Savior and Lord. Wash away my sin and make me completely new. I thank you that my sin is removed and Satan no longer has any right to lay claim on me. I faithfully promise that I will serve you as my Lord for the rest of my life. Amen.